Book 13, Chapter 9, How, after the death of Antiochus, Hyrcanus made an expedition against Syria, and made a league with the Romans, concerning the death of King Demetrius and Alexander. But when Hyrcanus heard of the death of Antiochus, he presently made an expedition against the cities of Syria, hoping to find them destitute of fighting men, and of such as were able to defend them. However, it was not till the sixth month he took Medaba, and that not without the greatest distress of his army. After this he took Samega and the neighboring places, and besides these, Shechem and Gerizim, and the nation of the Cutheans, who dwelt at the temple which resembled that temple which was at Jerusalem, and which Alexander permitted Sanballat, the general of his army, to build for the sake of Manasseh, who was son-in-law to Jaddua the high priest, as we have formerly related, which temple was now deserted 200 years after it was built. Hyrcanus took also Dora and Marissa, cities of Idumea, and subdued all the Idumeans, and permitted them to stay in that country if they would circumcise their genitals and make use of the laws of the Jews. And they were so desirous of living in the country of their forefathers that they submitted to the use of circumcision and of the rest of the Jewish ways of living. At which time, therefore, this befell them, that they were hereafter no other than Jews. But Hyrcanus the high priest was desirous to renew the league of friendship that they had with the Romans. Accordingly, he sent an ambassage to them, and when the Senate had received their epistle, they made a league of friendship with them, after the manner following. Fannius, the son of Marcus, the praetor, gathered the Senate together on the eighth day before the Ides of February, in the Senate house, when Lucius Manlius, the son of Lucius, of the Mentine tribe, and Caius Sempronius, the son of Caius, of the Falernian tribe, were present. The occasion was that the ambassadors sent by the people of the Jews, Simon, the son of Dositheus, and Apollonius, the son of Alexander, and Diodorus, the son of Jason, who were good and virtuous men, had somewhat to propose about that league of friendship and mutual assistance which subsisted between them and the Romans, and about other public affairs, who desired that Joppa, and the Havens, and Gazara, and the springs of Jordan, and the several other cities and countries of theirs, which Antiochus had taken from them in the war, contrary to the decree of the Senate, might be restored to them, and that it might not be lawful for the king's troops to pass through their country, and the countries of those that were subject to them, and that what attempts Antiochus had made during that war, without the decree of the Senate, might be made void, and that they would send ambassadors, who should take care that restitution be made them of what Antiochus had taken from them, and that they should make an estimate of the country that had been laid waste in the war, and that they would grant them letters of protection to the kings and free people, in order to their quiet return home. It was therefore decreed, as to these points, to renew their league of friendship and mutual assistance with these good men, and who were sent by a good and friendly people. But as to the letters desired, their answer was, that the Senate would consult about that matter, when their own affairs would give them leave, and that they would endeavor, for the time to come, that no like injury should be done to them, and that their praetor Fannius should give them money out of the public treasury to bear their expenses home. And thus did Fannius dismiss the Jewish ambassadors, and gave them money out of the public treasury, and gave the decree of the Senate to those that were to conduct them, and to take care that they should return home in safety. And thus stood the affairs of Hyrcanus the high priest. But as for King Demetrius, who had a mind to make war against Hyrcanus, there was no opportunity nor room for it, while both the Syrians and the soldiers bore ill will to him, because he was an ill man. But when they had sent ambassadors to Ptolemy, who was called Physcon, that he would send them one of the family at Seleucus, in order to take the kingdom, and he had sent them Alexander, who was called Zabina, with an army, and there had been a battle between them. Demetrius was beaten in the fight, and fled to Cleopatra his wife, to Ptolemais. But his wife would not receive him. He went thence to Tyre, and was there caught. And when he had suffered much from his enemies before his death, he was slain by them. So Alexander took the kingdom, and made a league with Hyrcanus, who yet, when he afterward fought with Antiochus the son of Demetrius, who was called Grippus, was also beaten in the fight, and slain.